The Lord be with you.
And
may the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before the apostles. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
As I said at the beginning of Mass, Jesus called his disciples and he told them to come away and to rest in a deserted place. And that, again, is not a time to sleep and to relax and to play, but rather to return to the source and to be nurtured by God so that one may continue to do the mission that they were called to do. We all need to get in touch with the source that dwells within us, all of us. How many people here are familiar with the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius? How many people are here know a Jesuit? How many people here know a Dominican? I was formulated in Dominican order. Anyways, there's different spiritualities throughout the church, you know, with the different orders, beginning with the monks, you know, and going back to the desert fathers and mothers. And then, of course, in the Middle Ages, all these different orders came up, the Franciscans, the Dominicans, at the same time. And then later came the Jesuits. And when I was going through studies in Berkeley and living in Oakland in the priory there with my brothers and with the fathers, there was about 40 of us in the house. Of course, we'd always have prayer, and then we would have pregustanda, which was having drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and then we would have dinner. And we often would invite a friend over. And most of all, we would invite a Jesuit because they needed friends. They needed community. They didn't live really community life like the Dominicans and Franciscans do and others do. Anyhow, every Jesuit spends a 30-day silent retreat doing the exercises of their founder, St. Ignatius, which is called the spiritual exercises. So they do a 30-day retreat prior to ordination. Well, I didn't do it in 30 days. It took me 30 years. But I finally did finish the exercises not too long ago. But the last exercise that St. Ignatius offers in the spiritual exercises is called contemplation to attain love. Contemplate in order to attain love. And I found it to be a tremendous exercise. And for centuries, it has helped generations of people on all continents and every culture. In this exercise, there are four steps to prayer, to connect to God. And that of deepening one's relationship to God and one's direct experience of the divine and personal freedom. If you get the forget the four steps, you can listen to the homily online. But the first step in the exercise, and this is very simple, and that is recall the gifts of your life. Your birth, your baptism, your family, your friends, your pets, your grace, your qualities, your talents. Anything and everything that you have to be grateful for, you recall. In gratitude for these gifts that God has given you, including the divine himself who gives himself to you, you offer it all, including yourself, back to God. You're going to have to do that anyways when you die. You're going to have to offer yourself back to God. That's the first step. The second step is also simple, and that is to ponder the divine in every creature by its essence, its power, its presence, especially in you, the temple of the Holy Spirit, made in the likeness and the image of the divine. You are a temple of God's Spirit. And Scripture tells us this very clearly. God dwells in you. You are God's image and divine likeness. So if you got a problem with your bad image, this should help you out a lot. Here are the words of St. Ignatius. He says, see God present in you just as God is present in the temple. See yourself as God's image and divine likeness. That's the second step. The third step is also quite easy, and that is St. Ignatius has you think through all these gifts again. Only this time, he says, see God laboring in them. See God, he says, like a woman in labor, working in each one of his gifts to you, especially in you. And what is a woman in labor doing? Well, you all know she is working to bring something to life, to bring something to fruition, to give birth and fullness, to convey life. So what is God laboring in you to do? What do you think God is laboring you to do? God is trying to perfect us. The temple where he dwells. She's trying to perfect her own image and likeness in us. God is trying to convey to us the fullness of life and to make us good and beautiful. God is trying to help us to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And how does God see you? God sees you as God's beloved son and daughter. So that's the third step. The fourth step in the exercise will shatter you. Because to our Western mind, it will be almost impossible to accept or even to believe it. St. Ignatius says that the gift becomes divine. You and God become one, like the rays of the sun and the sun. You can distinguish the rays from the sun, but there are no rays without a sun. And there is no sun without rays. The two of them have one identity. And just in case you don't get that symbol, St. Ignatius says, he goes on to say, that it's like the waters of a fountain and the fountain. There is no fountain without water. And there is no, water has its identity only in being part of the fountain. That's the fourth step. So that at the end of the exercises, you and the divine become one. Not only do you and God become one, but everything is seen as a manifestation of God. Everything is a manifestation of God. You look at a tree and you see God, and you experience God in the tree. It's a manifestation of the divine. So contemplate a tree or a swirl. It's a manifestation of the divine. It is the presence of the divine that makes a tree a tree. It's a miracle. From the energy of a tiny seed, you get such a huge tree or a beautiful swirl. If that's not a miracle, then what is? You and I are a miracle. We are walking, talking miracles. Every human creature is a miracle. And that's why the poet, the Jesuit, Gerald Manley Hopkins, says that the world is charged with the grandeur of God. Everything is charged with God. Everything commands reverence. Every single human being demands and commands reverence. The peak experience of the spiritual exercises is when you experience your identity in the divine. You're not separate from God. You're one with God. And that is the invitation of the last exercise, which again is called contemplation to attain love. And that's what we're to do, is to attain love in our lives. So I highly recommend the exercises, or even if you only do the last of the exercises. There are a lot of books out there that can help you. So it's an exchange between you and the divine. God brings everything that God has and pours it into the relationship. And you bring everything you have and you pour it into the relationship until you co-mingle and you become one with God. My brothers and sisters, when you experience your experience of the divine, and everything deepens. You remain in a prayerful state of being. And even in the midst of everyday living, and especially today, with all our challenges and problems that we face in our world, in our country, you remain connected. Everything is passing. But God's love remains. So like Jesus, who commands his disciples to go to a deserted place and rest, take time, not only on Sunday, the day of rest, but every day, take time to rest.